Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and this week we're going to start, it's going to be a series, and I don't know how many episodes it's going to take, but we will work our way through it. And the series is called Success as an ATC, Success as an Air Traffic Controller is a Choice. And for those of you who have been, you know, listening to the podcast for a little bit, you know that I'm a big fan of Dr. John Maxwell, who's a leadership guy, and he's written a bunch of books. And so I've been poring over his books, trying to improve areas of my own. And just a few podcasts ago, we went over putting your ATC dream to the test, which was based on one of his books. And this series is going to be based on John Maxwell's book, Success is a Choice. And so we're going to go through it and see how that can pertain to us as air traffic controllers and to you guys and girls as students and as young people who want to become air traffic controllers and want to become the best air traffic controllers you can be. And so, like I said, I don't know how many episodes this will take, but we'll go through it as thoroughly and quickly as we can and see, like I said, how we can put this book in an air traffic control perspective. And so at the beginning of this book, John Maxwell talks about you have to commit to choices that bring success. And for those of you that at the academy, you've already started making some of those choices. You chose to apply to usajobs.gov. When they put out a bid for air traffic controllers, you chose to apply. That's a choice. And you decided that you wanted to pursue this dream of being an air traffic controller. And then you took the test, and apparently you did fairly well on the test. And you have made choices all along the way to get to the point where you are, whether you're at the academy. If you made a choice to go to a CTI school, you've made that choice. You've started, and you're taking your dream and putting it into action. And that's a choice that not everyone makes. A lot of people just take their dream and they leave it there. But you have chosen to take that dream and actually act on it. And that is a choice. And it's the beginning choice. And it doesn't really matter your motivation, whether it was just trying to find a job, whether it was, you know, you have someone in your family who's been an air traffic controller, and so you've seen that and you said, hey, that might be something I want to do. The motivation that gets you to act is not as important as acting and making a choice to act. And so after you've made that choice to act, one thing to understand is that as you go down this road of being an air traffic controller, talent is never going to be enough. And at the academy, it's even more true. CTI school, it's just as true. Because you're going, especially at CTI school, you're going from pretty much no knowledge and you're gaining knowledge. And so they're actually teaching you and giving you skills. And then it's going to be up to you to turn those skills into talent. Okay? If you're at the academy, you may be coming from a situation where you had been to a CTI school before, and in which case you have skills. And then as you're at the academy, your instructors, whether in the classroom or in the lab, they're going to continue to teach you and give you more and more and more skills. But they're skills that you have to make the choice to improve. And as we go through this book, and as we put this into an air traffic control perspective, we have to understand that just having talent, having a quick mind, having, you know, even having the talent of having things come easily to you, it's never going to be enough. And one of the quotes from the book is, John Maxwell says, talent is God-given. Life is doing a great job of playing the hand you've been dealt. In other words, every single one of you have talents that you have. You have areas that you're strong in. And what matters is what you choose to do with those talents. Are you okay with just sitting on what you have? Or are you determined to become as good as you can be and go as far as you can? That's the huge difference that you're going to find when it comes to success as an air traffic controller. And then you're going to think this is funny, but one of the things, one of the quotes that John Maxwell has in his book is actually from Dr. Seuss. And believe it or not, it does pertain. This is from Dr. Seuss. Quote, "You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose." Think about it. Every single one of you have brains, have talents. You can choose what direction you go with them. Okay? So, the next section is, and if you've listened to this podcast, you know, and I've said this before, the next crucial thing in the pathway to success is believing in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you can do this incredibly difficult thing of succeeding at the FAA Academy or succeeding at the university CTI program that you're going to. And neither one of those are easy things. They're incredibly difficult. When I was in Oklahoma City as an instructor, we used to warn students that the 3 months at the academy is incredibly similar to what people go through in boot camp for the military. The difference is that boot camp in the military is mental and physical with an incredible amount of both those things. It's a mental drain. It's a physical and physically demanding drain. The academy is almost 100% mental. You can help yourself if you take care of yourself physically. It will do wonders for your ability to adapt and change and make it through the academy. But the academy is boot camp in a mental perspective. And the thing about the academy is it is going to challenge you. it is going to knock you down, and I've said this before, and then they're going to allow you to get back up, and then they're going to knock you down again. Sometimes within the same scenario in the lab, you'll have moments when you're like, boom, you know, I've got five things to do. And then you'll have moments when there's nothing to do. And then, boom, another 5 minutes, you've got, you know, five things to do. It's designed to be that way. And you have to prepare yourself for that. And part of that is believing that you deserve to be there. I have seen students who really did not have confidence in themselves. And it's difficult to get through everything that you're going to have to go through in the academy if you don't believe that you deserve to be there. And like I started off, you chose to apply for the job. You chose to take the test. You chose to go through each and every step that the FAA required of you to get to the point where you either got in a car or got in an airplane and went to Oklahoma City. And at any point along that way, you could have decided and made the decision not to. But you didn't. You continued on, not really knowing what was in front of you. Because even if you know someone who's gone through it 4 or 5 years ago, I can tell you it's different now. And it continues to change all the time. That's why you have to be very careful what information you're getting and who you're getting it from, because it may be old information. So you have to believe in yourself. And believing in yourself means you have to believe also in your potential to learn what you need to learn. It's not just believing in yourself. You have to believe that you have the potential to become an air traffic controller. And unless you have a support system, it's going to be difficult to keep that belief the entire time you're going through the academy. Because like I said, it's designed to knock you down. It's designed to make you less sure of yourself. It's designed to make you question whether or not you should be there. And when that happens, you have to believe that you have the potential to get where you need to go. Okay? Believe in your potential. Believe in yourself. And believe in your mission or in what you're doing. Believe that it is worth doing. You have to. And if you believe it's worth doing, then it's going to get you through some of those rough times. It's going to encourage you when you need it. And if you believe strongly enough in your mission and in what your goal is, it will allow you to enlarge yourself. And what I mean by that is you'll be able to do things you never thought possible. And for those of you who go to the academy off the street with no experience, get ready, because you are going to improve so much. From day one to day 30, and actually I think it's day 28 or 29 when you get through the non-radar portion. I forget the exact number. I've got it here on my desk, but it's not out where I can see it. The amount of improvement that I see from every student is just phenomenal. And then we get into the radar. And I have seen people go both ways. I've seen people just fall apart. I've seen people go to heights and soar to heights that they never thought possible. And it's amazing to watch. It was one of the most amazing things about being in Oklahoma City as an instructor. That's one of the things I loved as a soccer coach, was seeing a player grow beyond anything they thought possible. And that's one thing I loved about Oklahoma City, is I got to see students who came in not knowing a whole lot about air traffic, and I saw them become someone that they dreamed about becoming. And that can happen to you. If you believe in yourself, you believe in your potential, and you believe in what you're doing, and you can soar to some amazing heights. And then I'll relate a story. I'm pretty much just going to read it from the book. But it's a story of a professor who stood in front of a class of 30 senior molecular biology students. I can't believe they had 30. And before he passed out the final exam, he said, "I have been privileged to be your instructor this semester, and I know how hard you have worked to prepare for this test. I also know most of you are off to medical school or grad school next fall. I am well aware of how much pressure you are under to keep your GPA up, and because I'm confident that you know this material, I am prepared to offer an automatic B to anyone who opts to skip the final exam." The relief in the room was audible. A number of students jumped up from their desk, thanking their professor for the lifeline he had thrown them. "Any other takers?" he asked. "This is your last opportunity." One more student decided to go. The instructor then handed out the final exam, which consisted of two sentences. "Congratulations," it read. "You have just received an A in this class. Keep believing in yourself." The students that left didn't believe in themselves. The ones that stayed did. Believing in yourself is all important. And at the end of this chapter, he says, "Live the life you were meant to. Try to see yourself as you could be, and then do everything in your power to believe that you can become that person." And I believe that that is the first important step in becoming a successful air traffic controller. Now, number three, or two if you count that first one as an intro, but the next one is fire up your passion. And the reason this is important as an air traffic controller, as a student, is, like I've said earlier, you're going to have moments when you feel like you've hit rock bottom. You feel like there's no way you could be worse as a student at the academy. I've been there, and I've told that story. I've been there, and my A lead had confidence in me and told me that. And it changed the direction that I was on at the academy. And then while I was at the academy, I tried as much as I could to have that same attitude towards students when I could tell they were hitting rock bottom. And for a lot of you, when you get to the academy. That's going to happen in your first non-radar eval, because that it may be the first time in your life you get a score on anything that's below 90, below 80, below 70, maybe even below 60 or worse. And if you are passionate about your quest to become an air traffic controller, you can get past that. If you believe in your quest to become an air traffic controller, you can get past that. But it's not going to be easy. And I've seen students that didn't get past it. I have seen students get past it. And I know I've told this story a lot of times, and I'll tell it again. A student at non-radar, in scenarios that are supposed to be tough, and he had a tough night. And so he and I sat there in between the runs, in between the scenarios, while everybody else was on break, and we just talked. And apparently it made a difference. He went from being very discouraged and thinking that maybe this job wasn't for him to doing pretty well in non-radar. And he wasn't number one in the class going into the radar evals, but he came out of the radar evals number one in the class. He went to a center. He's certified at the center. I think it took him maybe 2 years to certify at the center. He's a CPC, and he's enjoying life as an air traffic controller. That's what being, having these things set before you get to the academy. This is why I keep harping on preparation for the academy being so important, because you have to be prepared. There's not a whole lot of help for you once you're there. I want to change that, but right now there's not a whole lot of help for you once you're there. Every once in a while you can get that moment with an instructor and they can help you, but that's not always possible. And so you want to prepare, you want to have these things in place, this belief in yourself, this passion for what you are trying to accomplish. You want these things in place before you get to Oklahoma City, so that when you do get punched in the gut and you can't breathe and you think there's no way forward, that belief in yourself, that belief in your quest, that passion for your quest can get you through that. And that, like I said, is what you have to try and get prior to being there. And when I say passion, you know, it's strange to talk about passion and air traffic control, but, you know, John Maxwell believes that passion is the first step to achievement. And it's difficult to achieve when you don't have the desire to. And so that's what passion is. It keeps that fire in you. It keeps you going forward when everything around you, even temporarily, says you need to stop. You might as well stop. And that passion inside you is going to keep you going. And that's why it's so important. And that's why I wanted to talk about, you know, this and this whole, how can we be successful? And how can we make the choices to be successful? And so that's why we're doing this. That's why we're going through this. And so another thing about having passion is it produces and gives you energy. And you're going to have moments when you're not going to have any energy. I can tell you, I've seen it. You're going to get tired. You're going to be pulling, you know, not quite all-nighters. But then when it comes up to the evals, I told every class that I was an A lead and a lead on, that the most important thing they can do the last couple of nights before an eval is sleep. And I had one student, at least one student, tell me, I haven't slept in a week. And I'm like, I can't do anything about that. But if you're at that point and you haven't slept in a week and you have your evals coming up, if you're passionate about making it through the academy and doing as well as you can at the academy, it will provide you energy. It will give you energy when you just don't feel like you have any. And then another thing about passion is it is the foundation for being excellent. If you think through history about anybody, no matter what subject, anybody that is excellent, anybody that's at the top of their particular area of expertise, they are passionate about what they do and passionate about getting to the top. And my goal for you guys is not just that you pass. That is a goal. My goal is that you excel. And not just at the academy, but far beyond that. I want you to become air traffic controllers that can sit down at the busiest sector in the country, which means it's the busiest sector in the world, working the busiest traffic and the most complex traffic with the weather that comes in and makes it even worse. And everybody in that building knows that you are the best person they have to work that situation. That's what I want for you. I want, when you're at the academy, for those evaluators to listen to you and to watch you in awe and wonder how you became that good. That's what I want for each and every one of you. And if you go back and if you believe in yourself and if you believe in your potential, you believe in your quest, and then you have passion for that quest, you can be that person. You can be not just an air traffic controller, but you can become one of the best. And that's what I want for each one of you. So I think we're going to leave it off at that. Believing in yourself, having passion for your quest, those two things, if you can, if you're listening to this before you go to Oklahoma City, get those things set in stone before you go. If you're already at Oklahoma City and already in the academy, you might want to take some time doesn't need to be a long time. Just take an evening if you can. And however you do it, whether it's writing it out, whether it's journaling, whether it's saying it into your phone and recording it so you can listen to it, whether, you know, whatever it is, take some time and build up that belief in yourself. Build up the belief in your potential. Write down or communicate to yourself why you believe in your quest and why you are going to be passionate about it. And it doesn't matter if it's the day before radar evals. You can get to this point. And it'll help you. And who knows? It may just mean the difference between passing and not passing. And like I said, I want you guys to pass, but more than that, I want you guys to excel. And excel like no one's excelled before. And then to go on from the academy and go to your first facility, whether it's a tower, a center, a TRACON, and excel every day in training. And that doesn't mean you're going to be perfect, by all means, because you're not. You think the academy is hard. Wait till you start training. But I want you to excel, and I believe you can. And if you believe you can, you're well on your way to actually making it happen. And so that's it for this week. We'll continue with more of success as an ATC is a choice next week. And until then, if you can, hit follow, give us a 5-star rating, let me know what you think. Let me know if you think I'm going off on a tangent that you don't understand why I'm doing that as an air traffic controller. It won't hurt my feelings. Well, it might hurt them a little bit, but I'll get over it. But drop me a line. My email, as always, is tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com. And just remember, believe in yourselves. Believe in your potential. Because that was one thing as an instructor that I saw in every student. Every student in Oklahoma City has potential. Every student that I saw at Advanced ATC in Georgia has potential. Every controller I've ever worked with has potential. You have to believe it. And then you have to believe in your quest, in your mission, in what you're doing. And then you have to be passionate about it. But keep working on that. Keep building it. And then we'll keep going next week. And until next week, goodbye.